Proclamation number 8198 of 23rd of June, 1962. Again and again the gospel must be purified. My gospel shall be proclaimed to you humans in all purity, just as I myself proclaimed it when I walked on earth as a human being. I informed you of your shortcomings and taught you what you should do in order to get rid of your shortcomings, in order to attain light and strength, you who were completely powerless beings living in darkness. And thus I instructed you that the cause of your lack of strength and light was your lack of love, and that you only had to live in love in order to attain light and strength again. And so I gave you the commandments of love for God and neighbor. I preached to you the gospel of love. And I taught you the consequences of a life of love and the effects of a loveless life on you. I introduced you to the truth, for I informed you of everything, of your purpose of existence and of the reason for your existence, and at the same time I informed you of all means which brought you maturity of soul, and thus you received my pure gospel from me myself. And you need not fear misguided teachings, since you are instructed by the eternal truth itself. Since I myself gave you this knowledge when I lived amongst you, for you were spiritually blind and first had to be instructed in the right teaching in order to be able to live accordingly. But my gospel did not remain as pure as it had originated from me myself for long. It was repeatedly distorted by human beings, my word, although recorded by my disciples, was repeatedly subjected to changes, and in the end it was no longer the pure truth as it was originated from me. And therefore I had to reveal myself again and again, and I also have to do it again and again if I want the truth to remain on earth. That, my word, will remain, even if heaven and earth pass away. And now you will also understand that the more time passes, the more pure truth is permeated by error, and that there is also no possibility on the part of people to purify the educated teaching if they are not granted support by me. Through the working of the Spirit, support is granted to them. For people's thinking is constantly influenced by my adversary, whose goal is and will remain to withhold the pure truth from people so that the spiritual darkness will remain, which is the means for him to maintain his following, because then the recognition of myself will be impossible, thus people will no longer find the path to me. And therefore you should not be surprised when I myself convey the pure gospel to you again, and when I now make this possible for you, as my disciples of the end time with the same mission as my first disciples, to teach the nations and thus to proclaim to them what you yourselves have received from me and what alone can be regarded as light from above, which breaks through the spiritual darkness and shows all people the path to the height. To me, a relief action must take place. People must be instructed in the truth again if the end time is still to be evaluated for the salvation of their souls, and I myself must descend to people again and teach them so that they also find a light within themselves again. I must preach to them the commandment of love for God and their neighbor as the most important thing, and point out to them that only the fulfillment of these commandments of mine is the brightly illuminated path of return to me. They should only know about their earthly task and their goal, and I will help them to achieve it and convey the pure gospel to them again through my messengers on earth, who receive it from me themselves and who can therefore be addressed as bearers of truth and light. As my disciples in the end time, who speak in my stead and bring the pure truth to people again. And anyone who listens to me when I speak to him through my messengers will also not go his earthly path of life unsuccessfully, for he will work on earth for the blessing of his fellow human beings, because he will also pass on the truth to them, and thus it will become light where there is no resistance or opposition to my word from above. But free will always be decisive. Amen.